episode number 2 of When I Grow Up. I hope you're having a wonderful day and enjoying the gorgeous sunshine here in Oregon. It's a little chilly, but it'll be the 4th of July in a couple of days, and then everything will be okay. Just trust me. The 4th of July is such a wonderful, wonderful holiday, isn't it? My great-grandmother was born on the 4th of July, and my mother and father had their first date on the 4th of July. My son was born on July the 5th, but I was in labor all day long, so it does kind of count, doesn't it? That was the first time that I had ever been to see fireworks, and it was just the most exciting thing in the whole world, and I still remember it, even though I was in such hard labor the whole time, just hoping it would go away because it was way too soon. Most years, our family gathered together for a picnic, usually the whole family if we can get them there, but that doesn't happen very often. We like the parade, and we like fireworks, and we like just being around each other. We're such normal American people in that regard, I think. But 2020 is totally different. We have two brand new babies in our family. Alexis has Delilah, and Michaela and Ethan have Evelyn Ann. Alexis and Casey live quite a ways away, and we seldom see them, so I don't know when we'll get to see their baby. But I have seen videos of Evelyn Ann, and of course our whole family is just kind of gaga over babies anyway, so it's just a given that we're very excited about that. But getting back to my little neighborhood here in Oregon, my little community of people is just about between 30 and 40 houses of 55 plus people. It's not quite the waiting room for heaven, but it's the pre-waiting room for heaven. We grow older together here, it seems. My husband and I have been here for 9 years. Our neighbors, Jeanette and Al, who passed away last year, have been here since the very beginning of this development, and their neighbors have been here a very, very long time. But since we've been here in the last 9 years, most of the older people have passed away, and then we've had new, younger than the very, very old people move in. It's a delightful place to be. We enjoy each other's company, and we are very supportive and realistic. I think that's a good way to put it. Colleen and Mel are back, and they have this beautiful talent between the two of them for carving and weaving, and I am just always so impressed with the things that they do. If I can ever get a chance during the summer sometime, I can sort of invite myself in and have a little look at what they're up to. And then across the way, I have a former teacher as a friend. She loves books as much as I do, and my husband does. So she and I share that interest. And then there's my friend Joanne, who doesn't live in this neighborhood. She lives across the main street that goes by us. And she's just retired from teaching, but here she comes the other day bringing me an armload of books for our library. And all the beautiful books that have appeared, and people have snatched them up, and they're gone, and I did put a note in the library telling them they had to bring them back, so we'll see if that really happens. I'm not really in charge as much as I think I should be, so there is that. Well, I hope you all have a happy 4th of July. I know we will. Take such good care of yourself, and I'll talk